please.
Our next case is number 12,081. Saman Abood seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Long Neck Road, approximately 3,293 feet east of the intersection of School Lane, Banks Road, and Long Neck Road. The 911 address is 32695 Long Neck Road, Millsboro. Zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234, map 24, parcel 40.09. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. We received a letter of support from the property owner, Saman Abood, seeking providing permission to Tanya Gibbs to apply for a special use designation to open a child care facility at 32695 unit number 4, Long Neck Road, Millsboro.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tanya Gibbs, 19347 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
And I see you may have some pictures there. If you want to submit those into the record, you can give them to Mrs. Walls at the end.
At the end or at the end?
At the end of the podium, at the end of the dais here, sorry.
Thank you.
Physically at the end, not at the...
Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. So my name's Tanya Gibbs. I live in Lewis, Delaware. I've been a licensed child care provider for 12 years. I have two sons, Jonathan, who is an Ivy League student at Cornell University. He's a junior studying economics, and I have a 12-year-old who's asleep, KJ, who last year went to the Worlds with Odyssey of the Mind. And it's my goal to operate a child care facility so that I can pass on the strategies that I've used with my boys to my staff and to parents and to provide quality care for children in this area. And to, I guess, plant the seed that, you know, University of Delaware is a great school, but the sky is the limit, you know, apply to the Ivy League schools. And just to expose kids to different things that they haven't been exposed to. This property is in Long Neck. In the pictures, you'll see that there's adequate parking, space for parking. There is a unit that is vacant next to the unit that I'm going to start in. So my goal is to expand. And as far as I know, the landlord owns all of it, like the whole, the buildings on the side that I'm on, and then across the parking lot, he is a surgeon. His office is in that building. So he pretty much owns the whole thing. So I don't think there's gonna be any businesses that are adversely affected by this at all. There's adequate space for play area, and I took pictures of that. So we're gonna start there and grow and expand.
Okay. All right, just a couple of questions. What days are you going to be opening?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, and your hours of operation?
Will be around 6:30 to 5:30 p.m., 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay, and the age of the children?
I'm going to do preschool through 12.
Okay, and you will have how many children then you're going to be?
Roughly? Well, roughly 30.
30. Okay, and you say you do have enough room for parking?
Yes. Yes.
And I see you got a fenced-in area there for them?
Yes, for the play area. It's fenced in already, and then I believe I had pictures for parking as well.
So you have enough room for the parents to drop them off and pick them up?
Yes, sir.
There'd be no problem with that?
No problem with that. And it's a nice space because it's back from the road. It's back from the highway.
Okay.
So that makes it nice, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Mr. Mayor, do you have any
questions? No questions.
Mr. Whitman?
How many employees are you going to have?
I probably need about anywhere between 6 to 8 employees. Yeah.
Okay. No other questions?
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
Do you have any other daycares?
I have a home daycare now that I've been operating in Lewis out of my home for approximately 12 years. So this will allow me to reach more children and to offer quality care, you know, to more children.
So are you going to close the one in Lewis to open this one?
Yeah, I'll probably have to do that, yes.
Have anything right now.
All right, thank you.
You had mentioned there's other units there. I presume those are commercial units?
Yes, there's one In the one picture, there's double doors, and when you go in, if you go to the right, that would be my unit, and you go to the left, there's another unit over there. So you actually walk through the door to get to the unit.
So is it a commercial area where this is located?
Yes. Right.
And is it your position that this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No. In fact, the landlord's business is across the parking lot. There's medical facilities over there, so he's a surgeon. So, yeah, and he gives his full support.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
How many square feet is the building that you're...
I believe it's approximately 1,500 square feet.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
He's asleep.
Bless him. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to grant the conditional use for case number 12081.
Special use.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the special use. The uniqueness of the property is she selected a building and a commercial property that is very good for running a daycare out of, and we definitely need as much daycare and education as possible in our area. Let's see.
We're just looking whether it substantially affects.
Yes, I think based on the property that she has selected, it will not affect the neighboring properties in any negative manner whatsoever.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by, by Mr. Mears, a second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 12,081. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Ms. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,081 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Next case.